Our star is well known to radio audiences as Master of Ceremonies. He's heard on a minimum of 6 coast-to-coast shows each week and recently finished second only to Bing Crosby as the country's favorite MC in a nationwide poll. And you undoubtedly saw him in the motion picture People Are Funny, built around his popular radio program. Here he is, our guest and star, Mr. Art Linkletter.
Thank you, Les. You know, this is all kind of new to me. I mean, acting on a show instead of interviewing people. The truth is, I'm kind of nervous. Now I know what my Raleigh cigarette contestants feel like.
And about time, too, I'd say. The only difference being that on this show, you are the only thing we're giving away.
Yikes.
You know, for years you've been proving that people are funny, Art. So we are about to prove that Art Linkletter is funny.
I hope so. At any rate, it's fun having the tables turned on me.
Well, we're going to have fun together anyway. And now, let me tell you, too. We're all set to do something very unusual after the show. I am going to interview you.
Well, I'd feel a lot better if the situation were reversed, but I'll take my chances with you, Les.
Okay, Art. I think the audience will enjoy hearing about some of your experiences. Act One of Hollywood Agents, written by Laurie Marston and starring Mr. Art Linkletter. Now, curtain going up, places everyone. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Goodbye, New York. California, here we come. Well, here we are. We're off, baby.
We certainly are off, that is. Chick Carson, we're the only couple in the world who live on trains. Don't you ever find it's just a bit public?
Oh, now, Judy, we've lived in a lot of places. Philadelphia, Boston, Camden.
New Brunswick, Passaic, Podunk. That's just it. Why can't we have a home instead of a train conductor spiel?
I'm sorry, honey. This press agent's life should happen to a dog. If Rover's listening, I'm only kidding.
Who's breaking up our happy little home this time?
A dame named Gloria Haven.
Oh, wrote a book.
You know, this rocking does things for me.
Oh, you could sleep on it. Do you mean the girl that wrote that book?
That book is making a mint. And then when the films bought it and started a publicity drive, she fixed it so I could catch part of the gravy.
I don't know that I like that.
The book or the gravy?
You, working for her.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why not?
Well, she didn't write that book out of thin air.
Nonsense. Another job, another buck.
She got you the job, huh? Known her long?
Went to school with her.
Public school or reform school?
Now, Judy, Gloria's a swell guy. She got me the job for old time's sake.
Oh, I hear she's something to look at, too.
Couple of legs, a head, you know, the usual equipment.
Well, I'm told that equipment's pretty shiny.
Powder and paint make little girls what they ain't.
Oh. You'll be telling other people how glamorous she is.
That's what they're paying me for.
Well, when you say anything enough, you get to believe it, don't you?
Ah, mush. Now, look, honey, this talk is not only foolish, but, it interferes with my beauty sleep.
Well, how would you like your husband to work all hours with a glamour girl?
I don't know. I've never had a husband.
No, you just remember Chick Carson. She may have glamour, but I make your meals. Which is more important, her glamour or your stomach?
What a question. My stomach, of course.
Oh. Oh, you can snooze a while now.
Now, what are you going to do?
Think up some swell new minutes. You get to a man's heart through his stomach, but first you have to catch his stomach.
Hi, honey.
Well, nice seeing you again. Let me see if I can remember you. Oh, yes, you're my husband, aren't you?
That's what the man we paid $3 for a license said.
You paid him $5.
$3.
Chick Carson, he never gave me my change.
Okay, here it is. Pucker up.
Nice. May I have another the next time I see you?
Oh, let up, honey. You know, this Hollywood crowd's driving me crazy. Always on the run. Well, you should see me.
I'd like to. I hardly ever do these days.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby, but tomorrow night...
Tomorrow night? What's wrong with starting right now?
Can't. Big dinner on.
Big dinner, little couple?
Say, what's wrong with you? You never ask questions like this when I worked for the senator.
Well, the senator didn't look like Gloria Haven, and he didn't write books like Gloria Haven, and he wasn't doing things for you for old time's sake like Gloria Haven.
Ah, for heaven's sakes, I'm going to be gone. And no, it is not a little couple. We're stuffing 100 shirts.
Chick, really, I didn't mean...
There'll be more beef around that table than on it. Don't envy me, baby. It'll be too crowded even to eat.
Well, at least that leaves me a fighting chance.
Oh, brother, a home-cooked meal. Such effort must not go unrewarded. Honey, you may kiss me.
Oh, thank you. What else am I offering?
Anything. Anything you wish, under 75 cents.
Could we go see a movie, do you think?
One movie, sold to the lady with the gravy on her chin.
Oh, golly, this will be our first night out since this darned assignment.
Say no more. You leave those dishes for the roaches to wrestle over and...
Oh, the bell ends the first happy round. Pick up the phone, dear.
Hello. Gloria? Sorry, I can't get away tonight. No, no, I have the measles or something. Huh? No, nothing's that important. Well, wait a second. Hey, Judy.
Gloria wants you to come over?
Well, the job's almost over, hon. And...
Oh, I've already hung up my coat.
For crying out loud, Gloria, what's the studio yelling about this time? We've made every column but the obituary.
I know, Chick, and that's the way you've been slaving it to rotten. And how do you like the hint that a little scandal on my part wouldn't hurt the book?
Try to make you your own heroine, huh?
Isn't it something? I write a novel strictly off the cuff, and now every puppy I run into wants to howl like a wolf. I can't wait till my husband gets here.
Is he coming here? Say, I thought it was part of the build-up to hide him.
Well, the powers that be threatened to cancel the movie contract if I let it out about him. But, darling, he's arriving late, and no one will see him.
Late? Late? Oh, brother, look at the time. I'd better scoot.
Okay, Chuck. Sorry to have wrecked your evening again. See if you can't dream up a quaint story for tomorrow for me.
I'd better dream up one for tonight. For my wife. Like I said, we were at Gloria's apartment talking over the campaign.
Whose campaign?
Baby, you've got green eyes.
Oh, I'd like to give her some black ones.
When are you going to learn that a money bag isn't a punching bag?
After I try it.
Now look, I'm just a guy trying to earn the rent. Gloria is just a dame trying to get ahead.
Trying to get ahead on your shoulder.
Oh, Judy.
Chick.
Yes?
Is your heart really near your stomach? Good morning, bright little fellow. It's all over the paper how you looked after Gloria's interest last night.
Explain that joke and I'll howl with laughter.
Explain this news story or you'll just howl.
Oh, well, let me see. It isn't fair to punch a guy before he's had his second cup of... Oh, brother.
It better be your brother. Allow me to read it to you, please. What certain authoress and her press agent hold conferences at 4 in the morning?
But...
Budding is for goats, which you are this time.
But look, I was home by 2 o'clock and you know it.
What's that got to do with... Oh. Oh, that's right. But they're talking about you. It says right here...
I read it. Look, Gloria was expecting her husband. The guy must look like me. And say, if anybody tumbles to that, she's ruined.
Oh, I don't know. I'm married to you, and you look like you, and nobody's particularly mine.
Oh, be serious. I mean, if it gets out that Gloria has a husband, her picture contract is bluey.
Well, if we keep it quiet, I have half interest in a scandal.
I'm awfully sorry I dragged you into this, honey. When we get out of it, believe me, I'll make it up to you.
When we get out of it? You mean if we get out of it? We clear us, it'll ruin Gloria's contract, and if we keep quiet, it'll ruin all our reputation.
We'll manage to get out of it somehow.
If we do, baby, I'll name our first 7 children Houdini.
Seen in 3 places at the same time last night with Gloria?
I was home and you know it. I don't dare show my nose outside.
Who knows better, you or the columnist?
Fine. Here I sit stewing in my own formaldehyde and public opinion piles up against us.
Against you, I'm the martyred wife.
But they don't let up.
Relax, darling. Gloria's getting all the publicity the studio wanted for.
That's notoriety, not publicity.
Whatever it is, she certainly is getting it.
Don't be so darn pleased. Reflects on us. Every paper, every edition, authoress and agent. Blah, blah, blah. Why don't they mind their own business?
Blah, blah, blah is their business.
Get this. Here's a hot one. Strange love of authoress. Now, what's so strange about anyone loving me? I mean, I'm sick of them pushing you around.
Oh, no one's pushing me around. No one's even phoned you, let alone annoyed me.
It's because we live where we do. You know, as a hideout, this place would be worth a fortune.
Okay, we'll turn it into a boarding house for guys on the lam. I'll drop your friends a card.
Never mind. We got all the publicity we can hold.
I had my fill years ago.
Oh, you know what I mean, Judy. Now we'll have to clear her somehow, or the picture will run into censorship trouble.
Well?
Now, just what does that well imply?
All you have to do is clear Gloria without revealing that she has a husband.
I do not feel like Frank Merriwell this morning.
Suppose it's up to me, then.
What?
I've always said the reason Solomon was so wise was because he had so many wives to advise him.
Okay, wife. Advise.
All right, husband. All you have to do is return to the scene of the crime and commit it.
Every news hawk that owns a pair of feet is using them around Gloria's hotel about now. And this time they have cameras.
Then we'll finally get the family picture I've been waiting for.
Wait a minute. You mean we're there? But where's Gloria?
Here, in this retreat, hiding out, writing her newest book.
Oh, my.
Surprise, huh? Well, that's when wives are best in your time of need. I always say that.
Oh, stop for crying out loud, Judy. How dumb do you think reporters are?
You don't like my idea?
That kind of corn wouldn't even rate a B picture in the horse opera class.
Is that so?
Darling, stay beautiful. Let me get the gray hairs in this family.
I like to hear the way it is now, and I intend to see that it stays that way.
Hello, Judy.
Chick, this is Gloria Haven.
Gloria, I can't talk business now. Judy's missing.
That's why I called.
I'm worried sick. It's 3 o'clock. She isn't home yet.
Chick, listen. I'm calling for Judy.
I've been calling the hospital. You're what? Where is she?
In my apartment. She's waiting for you.
There? Gloria, you didn't fall for that half-baked idea of hers now, did you?
I think it's a fine idea. I suppose men are the only ones who have ideas. Listen, chick, I'm taking a cab for your place right now.
Oh, no, you can't do it. I'm here. I mean, my wife isn't. I mean, say, what do you want, a scandal?
Listen to me, Chick Carson. Your place is with your wife, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she's in my hotel. In a few minutes, I'll be at your place. Where will you be?
I'll be at the hotel, beating my wife.
Just a minute, Mr. Carson.
Oh, like a rat in a trap.
Evening, Mr. Carson. Have you a few words for the Blade?
Yes, but I'm too young to use them.
Mr. Carson, if readers of the Express ask you why you visit people in this hotel to the basement at 3 o'clock in the morning, what would you say?
Quote, go soak your head, unquote.
Give us a statement about this love that makes the world go round, Mr. Carson.
My name's Carson, not Cupid. Now, fellas, get out of my way.
Would you like an exclusive interview on the relationship between press agents and authoresses?
How would you like a broken snoot?
Look, Mr. Carson, we're only two guys doing a job.
And I'm only a guy going home to his wife.
Mr. Carson, even your best friends will tell you that that gag has whiskers.
Now, look, boys, my wife is upstairs.
On behalf of the Express's reading public, I am laughing. Ha, ha.
Now, look, I'm just trying to give you guys a break. Now, let me give you the setup.
Do that. I'm nuts about fiction stories.
This is really just a mix-up. Now, here's the way it was. It's like, where'd that other clown go?
Right here, Mr. Carson. Let's get going, Bud. I've got the dope.
Wait a minute. What dope? What's this?
While you were talking to Bud, I used the delivery phone and called your apartment. Mrs. Carson's up there.
Straight? Now, look, it's all a gag. Let me give you
Haven's using their place as a hideout for a new story she's writing. Where do you live, Mr. Carson?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Mr. Carson, to run a publicity gag like this for a mere book weakens my trust in human nature.
The readers of the Blade must sadly consider you a phony, Mr. Carson, after all our hopes.
Now, look, this whole thing is your idea, not mine. However, since you boys are here, now, supposing I tell you about Miss Haven's new book. It's got
Good night, Mr. Carson. And for shame.
Well, don't you want to verify anything? Now, we could go up.
I know Haven's voice. It wasn't.
Well, how would you boys like a picture of the little woman and me?
Before or after she shot you?
If you ever try a crazy trick like that again, I'll slug you.
It worked, didn't it?
Only because those two nitwits from the paper... Say, look, stay out of this, will you? Stay out of these things and let me handle the publicity in this family.
Okay, definitely. But remember, I fixed things this time.
Yeah, you certainly did. Now we're stuck to live in this hotel for weeks.
Well, what are you growling about? Look at all this glamour.
Glamour? Who cares about glamour? Where are you going to cook our meals? In another half hour, New York. Honey, we've been on so many trains these last years, we could qualify for the Red Cap Union. But when I saw this chance to work in New York, and I remembered how you always wanted to live in New York, I accepted it.
That's well.
I could have had a job on the coast, of course.
Oh, of course.
Why, before we left, B.W. said to me, Carson, getting Gloria cleared like you did was a work of art.
Really?
I'll never forget it. Carson, he said, you will be a real credit to our staff.
That's what he told me.
In fact, who told you what?
B.W.? How do you spell fascinating?
It has an F and an S. I didn't know you ever met B.W.
Well, I did.
Well, anyhow, he said to me, Carson, that Gloria Haven job was so super sensational, we have another authoress lined up for you. And then he said, you'll have to go to New York, though, and that was okay with me because I knew how you felt. And then he said, you'll have to stay near. Glamorizer, Carson, we're counting on you. And he said,
It's okay with me.
You mean you're not angry about, you heard what I said, the authoress?
Oh, of course not, dear. You owe those little attentions to your job.
I do? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you spell glamorous?
Glamourous. What is this, a spelling bee? And what are you writing there?
Starting my first book.
Oh, that's nice. You're what?
Writing a book on how to hold husbands against glamour.
Whoever told you you were a writer?
B.W., that's who.
B.W., that's... Will you stop kidding?
He assigned you to me, didn't he?
He what? To who? Huh?
Well, why not? After I sold him my screen idea and stopped staring at me like that.
screen idea.
I sold him the story of the Haven Affair as a gimmick to a picture.
Oh, my.
And as your new assignment, I demand every attention and moment of your time. Do you understand?
Is this on the level?
Well, you get your contract and you'll see. And what's more, I want it clearly understood by my public that I'm the home type.
You'd do this to me, your loving husband?
Well, darling, I had to be sure of getting your attention somehow.
Oh, darling. From now on, I'm your exclusive Hollywood agent. And I do mean yours.
Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell. And here's our star, Mr. Art Linkletter, for a well-deserved curtain call. How does it feel to be an actor, Art?
Oh, wonderful, Les. Imagine getting this chance to kind of prove to my listeners that after all these years of ad-libbing interviews that I can read a script.
Well, that is something, being able to read, I mean. As I remember it, Art, you've made a specialty of special events.
That's right, Les. I think people are interested in what other people say off the cuff when they don't exactly know what's going to happen next.
You mean like now?
Yeah, right now. I've broadcast interviews from all kinds of places. Airplanes, battleships, dirigibles, marriage license bureaus, maternity wards, submarines. Once I was even hoisted up the side of a skyscraper in a bosun's chair to interview the construction gang as they built the place floor by floor. And let me tell you, Les, that was one place where even I didn't mind a dangling participle.
Well, that sounds like a very hectic life. But, Art, tell us about some of your experiences in detail.
Well, there's one I'll never forget. It was a ground-to-sky hookup, by shortwave, of course. And I was going to board a big new airplane in San Francisco and interview the passengers as we circled the sky above California. My car broke down before I ever got out of town. I never got to the airport for the takeoff.
Oh, fine. What happened then?
Well, we rigged up a long-distance setup. I wore earphones and asked questions from a microphone on the ground, while an assistant in the airplane carried a portable mic from passenger to passenger as they flew over San Francisco and Sacramento.
Well, and the audience was not only satisfied but thrilled, I'll bet. Art, besides keeping busy in radio, I understand that you lead a pretty busy home life with your two boys and your two girls providing plenty of excitement. Tell me, are they influenced by radio?
Oh, not much, Les. At least I don't notice it. Of course, it was the other night. I walked by my little boy's bedroom. He's nine, and he was saying his goodnight prayers and finished by saying, "Be listening tomorrow night at the same hour for another in this series." I wonder.
That's wonderful. It seems to me that you've packed enough experience into your broadcasting career to fill a book.
Don't think I haven't, Les. My book, People Are Funny, will be published by Doubleday and Company this next September.
Well, that's one book we'll be looking for. Thanks for being with us, Art, and we do hope you'll play a return engagement.
I'd love to anytime. I mean that. Before I leave, I'd like to thank Betty Lou Gerson, our fine cast, for a marvelous performance. I'd also like to thank my old handball opponent, Jerome Rosefield, who never beat me on his best day, of the Skippy Company, for inviting me to appear on the show. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Art Linkletter.
Mr. Art Linkletter was supported by Betty Lou Gerson as Judy Carson, Julie Hoyt as Gloria Haven, Bob Bruce as Ben, Bill Martell as Bud. Hollywood Agent was written by Laurie Marston, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen for our feature show with the cowboy star, Jimmy Wakely. And now, a special announcement. Coming soon, we will present a forecast of new stars, predicted and presented by Lela Rogers, discoverer and coach of such famous personalities as Lucille Ball, Alan Curtis, Anita Colby, Russell Hayden, and of course her own daughter, Miss Ginger Rogers. Listen next week for the names of the first of our stars of tomorrow. Mr. Art Linkletter appears through the courtesy of the Raleigh Cigarette Company and the House Party Program. Dan Desitel speaking.